the Encounter Lesson 7. This is an involvement value lesson entitled Communicating Your Testimony. So the call is, I choose to practice the priority of being salt and light, and I may win others to Christ, proclaiming that Jesus is my Savior, Healer, Baptizer with the Holy Spirit, and the soon-coming King. So we're going to talk about your personal testimony. 1 Peter 3:15 says, But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord, always being prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. So we see here that God expects us to be able to give an answer. God expects us to give an answer to everyone who asks us. So preparing a personal testimony is one of the most important and helpful steps you can take to prepare to be an effective witness for Christ. It is very motivating to relate your testimony during a witnessing situation. As a matter of fact, it is the most powerful way that you can witness to people is by telling them what God has done for you. Why is it important to be a witness for Christ? Very quickly, let's answer some of these questions. Why is it so important? Mark 16:15, Jesus said to them, Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. So we see that Jesus has commanded us to be a witness. Acts 1:8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to give us power to witness. If you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, that has happened because God wants you to have power to be a witness. Then Matthew 9:36-38 reads, When he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were helpless and harassed, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send workers into his harvest field. Luke 19:10 says, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. So here we see that Jesus, he had compassion to people. Why? Because people are lost and they need to know him. We need to prepare to present Jesus to anyone at any time. A well-prepared, clearly organized testimony given in the power of the Holy Spirit has a direct impact in nearly every situation. It presents Jesus in a clear and positive manner with the hope that all who hear will want to know him personally. Okay, so that's the power of your testimony. You're going to prepare to give your testimony about what Jesus has done in a clear manner so that hopefully those that hear it will want to know God. So to write a testimony, to prepare a testimony, we need to sort of kind of get some examples. Are there any examples in the Bible on people giving testimonies? Well, of course. We're going to look at one. There are several, but we're going to look at one. And it's in Acts 21, starting in verse 37, and it's going to go all the way through Acts chapter 22, verse 21, okay? So, as we read it, soak on these things. I would advise you get your Bible out, follow along. You might even want to rewind and just listen, okay, to understand and catch what's happening here, okay? So, Acts 21, starting in verse 37. As the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander, May I say something to you? Do you speak Greek? He replied. Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists into the desert some time ago? Paul answered, No, I'm a Jew from Tarsus of Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please let me speak to the people. Having received the commander's permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd. When they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic, Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became quiet. Paul said to them, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, and brought up in the city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers, and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women, and throwing them into prison, as also the high priest and all the council can testify. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord? I asked. "Get up," the Lord said, "and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that moment I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear the words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.' When I returned to Jerusalem, I was praying in the temple. I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking. 'Quick,' he said to me, 'leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me.' 'Lord,' I replied, 'these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him.' Then the Lord said to me, 'Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.'" Paul gives his testimony here, and we're going to look. If you look on your book in page 35, he actually breaks his testimony down in parts. In verses 1 through 5, we see before. We see how Paul described what he thought and did before he became a believer. If you look over those, he talks about where he was born, what city. His teacher was Gamaliel, that he persecuted Christians in the way, and that he even had the Jerusalem Council can testify to all these things. He talked about what his life was like before he became a Christian. In verses 6 through 11, he talks about how he became a believer. He talks about he was going to Damascus and he saw a bright light and the Lord spoke to him and asked him why he was persecuting. He talks about how he became a believer. And then in verses 12 through 21 of chapter 22, he talks about how his life, it was after he became a believer. After he became a believer, how was his life changed? And he talked about Ananias coming and healing him, and he talked about praying and seeking the Lord, and he talked about the Lord interceding for him and speaking to him. So here we see three parts of Paul's testimony. He talked about his life before being a believer, how he became a believer, and then after he became a believer. You can also see the same testimony Paul gives, but he adjusts it to who he's speaking to. And you can see that in Acts chapter 21, and you can see the same thing in Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 23. You can also see other testimonies in Philippians 3, 2 through 11, Galatians 1, 13 through 2, 21. I have those addresses written down in your book if you want to dig into that more and see how he uses the same testimony. He changes it a little bit. Not that he makes it up differently. He talks about the same thing, but because the audience is different, the people who's listening is different, he emphasizes different things. You can do that if you want to compare those things. But right now, we're after the important things is the before, the how, and the after. Because how do you prepare your testimony? Okay? How do you prepare your testimony? You know, James chapter 1, 5, and 6 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." Okay? So right here, ask the Lord to give you wisdom and guidance. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom and guidance as you write, okay? So we're going to follow a three-point outline: before, how, and after. Number one is before you receive Christ. Before you receive Christ. Two is how you receive Christ. And three is after you receive Christ. So you notice that all three of those answers is you receive Christ. Before, how, and after you receive Christ. Questions you need to consider as you write your personal testimony. Number one, before you receive Christ, write about what your life was like. What were your attitudes, needs, problems? What did your life revolve around? Where did you get your security and happiness? How did these areas disappoint you? To what source did you look for security, peace of mind, happiness? Did you find any activities unsatisfying? Again, these are examples to help get your creative mind going. I'm trying to think about what your life was like before you came to know Jesus. I would say keep it sort of brief. Don't go into a whole lot of detail. For example, if you had issues with drugs, we don't need to know every drug and every last little you know, thing you did. That's not necessary. You can get by with just saying, I did drugs. And obviously, if you were talking to a bunch of drug addicts and you wanted them to know that you could identify with them, you may maybe use a little bit more specifics, but you don't want to glorify your sin, okay? So you want to keep that part short. Two is how I received Christ. You want to talk about when was the first time you heard the gospel? How were you exposed to true Christianity? What was your initial or your first reaction? How or when did it begin? When did your attitude begin to change? What was that final struggle that went through your mind just before you accepted Christ? Why did you do it? Why did you accept Christ? Talk about those things in your testimony. How did it happen? And then three, this is where you actually want to spend more time in detail after you receive Christ. Write specific changes or illustrations about the changes Christ made in your life, okay? How long did it take you before you noticed these changes? Are you motivated differently? Most people will talk all up and down and for, you know, 30 minutes about the sinful stuff they did. Then they say, I walked down the altar and prayed, and then they say, now my life is happy. And for an unbeliever, they've heard more about sin, not understanding how you got saved, and now you're happy. Whoopee. I mean, that's what leaves them in their mouth. We need to say, I had issues, and then more on how you got saved. You know, I was at church, and I was in the worship, and all of a sudden, you know, something, my heart started beating, and the pastor, he began speaking words I've never heard before. He looked into my eyes and could tell me what I was doing, and I didn't even know him, and all of a sudden I knew God was real, and went down and I asked God to forgive me, and I gave my heart to him, and all of a sudden, and then you go into more changes about how God has actually changed your life. Not that you're happy, but you can talk about, you know, God took away my depression, and he's replaced that, or he freed me from drugs, and he's doing this thing in my life. Okay, you want to emphasize the changes that God is making in your life. I have a question. What if I received Christ at an early age? What if you were 5 when you became a believer and you really haven't, quote-unquote, been a bad person? You know, you've been following God as best you can for a long time. If you received Christ at an early age, you can still follow this 3-point outline. However, you're going to put more emphasis in your life after Christ. You know, you can say, I received Christ at 5, and this is what's happened. You might also want to maybe pick a point of rededication. I received Christ early, but I didn't get serious until I was 13 or something, okay? Because there's a lot to your rededication about following him that you can emphasize that has the same impact as a testimony of getting saved. So application, ask God to give you wisdom and guidance. Verbally give your testimony to a friend, okay? Get them to give you some feedback, write some notes down. Using the guidelines provided, write it out, your testimony. Then number 5 there, you notice it says bring your written testimony with you to a voice group, extreme night, or some other gathering, okay? We want you to share out your testimony. Now, hopefully you've already done this in the encounter weekend, but if you want to redo this, or we did not get to this because of some unforeseen ministry happenings or something, then you need to do this. You need to write out your testimony. Please just sort of follow the instructions. We have a testimony sheet, and write that out. If you have not given your testimony in an extreme week, an extreme night, or an extreme weekend, or even a voice group, you need to do that. You need to share your testimony. So come talk to me. Tell your voice group leader you want to share your testimony, because the more you share your testimony, the more you'll get used to doing that, and you'll want to tell people about the Lord. And it's a powerful tool to lead people to the Lord. So we will pray and be finished here. So, Father, I thank you that those that are listening here are preparing to tell people about you, Lord. I pray that you give them a heart for their friends, for family members, for people that don't know the Lord, that they'd be able to tell them what God is doing in their life. Help them to prepare a testimony, God, and to share it with others. In Jesus' name.